Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
From Shaq West watching his career collapse after Mo Bamba, to So Fago's hype dying out before it ever peaked, to Malu Trevejo getting dropped only weeks after signing, these are the artists who joined Travis Scott's Cactus Jack label, only to end up stuck in his shadow. And it all begins with Smoke Perp, the first rapper ever linked to the label. When Travis Scott launched Cactus Jack Records in 2017, he painted it as more than just a vanity label. He promised a place where young artists could avoid the same pitfalls he faced early in his career. With the help of his longtime DJ and creative partner Chase B, Travis set out to build a roster that would grow alongside him. And the very first name tied to that vision was Smoke Perp.
Cactus Jack the label, man. It's still early right now, but you know, we got Smoke Perp, Shaq West. We're always looking, you know, for more people and I'm about to lock in some other ones like really soon. I can't talk about it right now, but it's, you know, everybody like aligns with the brand really in a really natural way.
Closely tied to the SoundCloud wave that birthed his friend and collaborator Lil Pump, Smoke Perp really made a dent in the industry during the early stage of his career. Breaking out with tracks like Audi, 123, and Ski Mask, Perp caught Travis's eye. And through a joint deal with Alamo, he signed to La Flame's new label. They even posted the signing online.
Signing a gang day.
Gang day.
Hey! Cactus Jack sh**! Cactus Jack sh**! Ash get it! You know how we rockin'? Gang day!
As the first one to join the roster, Perp seemed to relish the new position.
I already f**ked with Travis Scott, like his music. And then one day he just posted like a... Well, he didn't even post a video. He was on Instagram Live, like just listening to my music. And then people just started tagging me and I saw it. And I just, you know, I hit him. I'm like, yo, I really fuck with your shit. And then, you know, he told me like it was like the same thing. Like, she really fucked with my shit. And then we just linked from there.
And with that, he should have been off to the races. However, it's fair to say that it wasn't exactly the resounding success that either he or Travis hoped it would be. Instead, he continued to falter. For starters, he took forever to drop his project while spending a fortune in the process. When asked how many songs he recorded for the album, he responded, maybe like 500, 1,000. My manager told me 800. I don't do anything but go to the studio. My label is getting mad at me. I wasted $2 million recording Dead Star 2. And even the project, which wasn't listed as being released on Cactus Jack, flopped. Soon after, the 5K sales of his next project, Florida Jit, proved that by this point, it was merely someone who people followed on social media, rather than an artist that people truly checked for. All the while, Travis Scott seemed to wash his hands of him. But if you ask Adam22, the whole thing was just an elaborate publicity stunt, and he was never actually linked to the label.
As far as I know, it was a pretty transparent thing by Alamo to be like, oh, Smoke Perp needs a look. Travis do a song with him, executive produces album, say he's a part of Cactus Jack, and that's like the whole thing is that they were gonna basically, there was basically like a bot. The jug didn't last that long. Perp, like,
really,
I think Perp really like wanted to be more of a part of whatever Travis had going on. Like, I think that if Perp could have been in the studio hanging out with Travis for like months and months, that he probably would have.
Like,
I didn't feel like Travis really embraced him.
Likewise, Smoke Perp has also claimed he was never officially signed in order for him to get dropped in the first place. Responding to a concerned fan on IG, Perp said that he just signed a big deal, then started his own label, and that they were on good terms. Since then, it's fair to say that his career has stagnated, leading to very thinly attended shows, and even classic crypto rug pulls, showing he was willing to sacrifice what few fans he had left. But he's far from the only Cactus Jack-affiliated artist whose career has hit a major roadblock after an initial period of success. Following the false start of Smoke Perp's signing, the first true flagship artist of Cactus Jack was Shaq West. Like Travis himself, Shaq had massive dreams, and he didn't want to just rap. He wanted to dominate every corner of entertainment, which he once expressed to Pitchfork. My whole life, I've always tried to be a star. That's why I tried to do everything. I want to win Nobel Peace Prizes, as many Grammys as I can. Emmys, Golden Globes, VMAs, everything. I want to play in the NBA. I'm dead serious. Originally talent scouted as a model, the Harlem-born artist quickly drew the attention of Travis Scott and Kanye West. Eventually, the two would team up on a joint deal, making Sheck one of the very few artists signed to both Cactus Jack and Good Music.
I'm signed to Cactus Jack and Interscope, Good Music.
With Good Music, the sprinkle of Good Music.
Good Music is a part of my deal as well, but
it sounds very Travis Scott like, to be honest,
because Travis
was signed to T.I. and Epic, and it was like there were a bunch of
My shit is more Shady Aftermath. Like, it's like Cactus Jack and Good Music under Interscope.
All right,
so my deal just goes under Interscope, but these two working together.
Even with little on his resume, Sheck carried himself like he was already at the top of the rap game, willing to go head to head with anyone, even his own label bosses. The lyrics in my song are real. That's why they fuck with it. That's why older dudes respect my more. A J. Cole should never come for me. I'd rap battle J. Cole, diss Drake, Kanye, I don't care. I've been in a room with all the Migos and out-rap them. And before long, that confidence paid off. His breakout single, Mo Bamba, became a global anthem, named after his friend, then Orlando Magic rookie, Mo Bamba. To say that the song took over the world would be an understatement. It even shocked Mo himself.
I heard that he started rapping. I was like, yo, you gotta, first of all, let me hear some of your music. I wanna, like, you know, be able to support my boy. And I heard his music, I liked it a lot. And then I was like, you gotta make me a song, bro. You gotta have a song with just my name in a verse.
Suddenly, Sheck exploded onto the scene, with the success of Mo Bamba pushing his debut album Mudboy into the top 20. But just as he had the world's attention, he was forced into exile by accusations about his personal life. In early 2019, his former partner Justine Skye revealed that she had been subjected to abuse by a past boyfriend.
It was going bad, and I just like wasn't really like into like playing him any of my songs, and then it started to get physical, and that's pretty much what it is. And it was like 6 months, so it was like it got really intense very fast. Like there was like, I love you, I'm in love with it. Was like, but then in the beginning, like the obsessiveness that like every girl like kind of wants, that's what like the signs you have to like really be aware, because a lot of people think that that's cute in the beginning. It doesn't matter, not that it doesn't matter who it is, but even if I was to say who it was, people wouldn't care.
And while she initially didn't name names, things devolved to the point that she eventually outed him. Are you going to lie now and say this is not you too? Justine said alongside a video of him, angrily hopping a fence and into a residential area. Soon, his team clapped back, suggesting that there was no wrongdoing on his part. We are actively investigating the allegations against Sheck West, and are fiercely standing by him through this, they declared. He has denied any wrongdoing whatsoever, or violence of any kind, and we believe him. He will defend himself against this serious defamation of character with any and all legal remedies available, and for now, we'll leave this with the legal process. But after she was granted a restraining order, the court of public opinion turned on him. Rather than being an isolated incident, Sheck's ex-girlfriend India Love only added fuel to the fire in July, when she posted a since-deleted picture with a black eye alongside the caption,
"Want to try a free sample of berry pie?"
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
stomach. Stop it! Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
And that said, this is why we are over Sheck. Stop saying I cheated on you. In the process, he went on to lose a major ad campaign with MLS in the wake of Sky's allegations. With his name dragged through the mud due to his misdeeds, Sheck attempted to take the heat off by making a move into basketball and wound up playing for a team in Paris. And aside from a notable feature on Revenge of the Dreamers' standout track, the Travis-assisted I Love My Bitch, which, while a treat for fans, didn't exactly set the world alight. In the process, he got dropped from the hit song Fiend after previously having a verse on an unreleased version, a move which confused fans to no end, particularly because the song was a hit, and if he had just stayed on the track list, then it could have essentially revived his career in one fell swoop. This shit baffles me. Sheck's verse is really good and fits in with the rest of the song. Considering everything that's happened, Jackboys 2 has a lot riding on it to revive Sheck's career. His sophomore album is still missing, and his most recent spotlight came from getting outclassed by Plaqueboy Max on the court.
You want to play me? Listen, y'all, and I swear to God, the last time I played basketball was with the New York doing some bullshit a couple months ago. I ain't played ball in 6 months. This shit getting me hurt. You play basketball every day.
That's the fuck on my soda.
I'm on a rapper diet.
For now, it's clear Sheck falls into the group of Cactus Jack artists who never broke free of Travis's shadow, but he's far from the only one. And Luxury Tax experienced a similar fate. Luxury Tax first met Travis Scott through 808 Mafia producer Southside, with LaFlame initially unsure what the Cali rapper was even doing in those sessions or what role he really played.
I was an outsider, because at first, I'll be honest, like Travis used to be like, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, why, you know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck am I bringing this thug ass nigga around? You know, like. Yeah. That's my brother, like, no cap. But he was just like, after what? Because he didn't know me. So yeah. I would have been the same way. Like, who the fuck is this y'all keep bringing him on? Y'all saying from LA? Like,
so then how did it transition from him being like, yeah, who the hell is this guy, to, you know, you guys actually?
I mean, just me pulling up. Like, me just being more, like, you, the more you see me, like, the more you're going to be like, all right, this is cool. He can't be that guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm pulling up. I got lean. And that, you know what I mean? So we just got. I went on tour with Travis, and I met Travis, he didn't have security, nothing.
Over time, he wound up signing to Cactus Jack, even though he really only had music on SoundCloud. However, there was evident talent on display, and he made it clear with his appearance on Gang Gang from Jackboys. Detailing his work on the track, Luxury essentially suggested that Travis was the one who oversaw everything.
Did you have creative input when it came to the whole song Gang Gang, or even other songs? Like,
I mean, no, not really, like... I really don't, I'm like, me being honest with you, bro, like, I don't even be feeling like an artist, you feel me? But I am an artist, you know, like, and when I say that, because it's like, I be getting caught up in the craft sometimes where I, like, stop, won't record for a month, you know, 2 months, just because I be caught up in my real life and having to take care of my family. That's the biggest thing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, rapping and shit, cool, but it's like, do you want to do this? Do you not want to do this?
Still, he seemed to lock in with the crew, even teasing Jackboys 2 way back when.
Yeah, you're saying, like, you know, you're sitting here making songs for Jackboys 2. Like, how does that work? Like, you just do it on your own, and then you kind of, like, present these songs or these ideas to, to Sycamore, I'm guessing, because he's the A&R.
I mean, like, that's sick. That's the OG. That's the OG right there. Fucking, like... It's not really that. Like, I'll just be sending in songs. If they fuck with it, they fuck with it. They going to rip it and do what they going to do. Or if not, it'll just be, they call me and be like, we didn't want you to get on this. Or you know how it go. Mm-hmm. I'll just be waiting for the call, bro.
Waiting for the call.
I just try to pull up and do what I got to do when they call me. You feel me?
Right. I've heard a lot of people say that. I'm just like, yo, I'm waiting for my turn. Like, I'm waiting for
that's all I do. I don't be trying to rush it, because I feel like when you rush things, that's when people be looking at you like, damn, this nigga thirsty. Or, so I just sit back. Like, I ain't tripping off no money, you know?
But these days, it looks like he's perhaps been left off and has fallen out of favor with the crew. For those who remember his appearance on Gang Gang fondly, they're just pretty shocked by where he is, with some depicting him as the Cactus Jack equivalent of OVO's Baka Not Nice. Now, fans are creating discussions like this one titled, "What the hell happened to Luxury Tax? Is he even still signed to Cactus Jack? The last solo music he dropped was in 2018, and the last song he was on was Gang Gang, also 2019. I feel like he should be dropping more and working with other Cactus Jack members. He's gotten very little push." This dude, 2 months after release of Gang Gang, posted on his IG saying, "This music shit too stressful, I'm done with it." And I guess he took it literally. Recently, most of his interactions with the crew have revolved around violence or threats of it. Earlier this year, he hopped onto social media and clowned Tyga following his altercation with Travis's team in Paris last year. Tyga run faster than a jackrabbit, but while he clearly had his back in that situation, it seems like there might be some friction between Luxury Tax and LaFlame, as now he claims he's ready to slap him.
Hey 50, I'm alive. I'm gonna call you.
Me to be on the fucking shit, right? Bro, I'm ready to slap Travis. I'm ready to go on there and talk about how I'm gonna slap Travis. That's why I'm trying to come on your show.
What?
Oh, you holding off? You let me go viral one time. You holding off.
Oh, shit. I'm going to call you.
The biggest shit in the world when I come over here. Niggas going to be like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to call your shit go viral.
And at the moment, it's still unclear whether this was an isolated incident or if it speaks to a bigger issue with Trav's entourage. Although he was last seen with the Jack Boys at ComplexCon 2024, a teaser for his forthcoming mixtape that was unveiled in March suggested he was no longer affiliated as the Cactus Jack logo was nowhere to be seen. While Luxury is seemingly venting his frustrations with the crew, he's not the only one who is unhappy with his place in the industry, and the Cactus Jack Records framework as a whole. Signed after his track Knock Knock became a phenomenon, so Faygo went from total obscurity to seeing his dreams come true.
It was weird seeing Knock Knock get this big. When I first dropped Knock Knock, it actually had like amazing potential, but it just didn't reach that potential until like a year later. So it's just like amazing to like see what's going on now with the song, just, you know what I'm saying? Because like we always had faith in Knock Knock, but like now it's like really his time.
A major hit that had the whole world believing in him. So Faygo popped to the extent that he signed with Travis Scott shortly after the track's release. And then suddenly, he was left to sit on the shelf and was unable to capitalize on the buzz in any meaningful way. With that, his fans were wondering whether LaFlame was sabotaging him. Whether or not it was intentional, Travis's tutelage did have a stifling effect, as his debut album Pink Hearts flopped and proceeded to chart on the Billboard 200 at all. Much like Smoke Perp before him, he felt that his prominence on social media and the buzz he had meant that he was entitled to a bigger response. As a result, he lashed out at his own audience, responding to the criticism on an IG story writing, "I would rather cut all you fake-ass half-supporters loose and rock with the people who really fuck with me. My fanbase only gonna get stronger over the years. I just need my fans. I don't need critics telling me how to live my life or make music. You go make a million since you know so much." Since then, So Faygo's trajectory has flatlined into creative limbo. Even though he's been steadily dropping music, nothing seems to have landed. Pink Hearts didn't make a dent on the Billboard 200, and he missed a Utopia feature that could have turned the tide, essentially making him become an afterthought. During a 2025 Billboard interview, Travis was naming his Cactus Jack family, Don Toliver, Sheck Wes, Chase B, but he didn't mention So Faygo at all. Although small, that casual omission speaks volumes. Despite this snub, from the man who essentially holds his destiny in his hands, Travis and So Faygo are technically clicked up, but that doesn't mean he hasn't continued to vent his frustrations, claiming that he's being held back. For someone who's been doing shows in and out of the country over the past few years, been on multiple tours, songs with multiple artists, hasn't even been on his own tour yet, only one album. Y'all think I'm not dropping music on purpose? Now, his long-awaited album War 2 is yet to emerge, and considering how often this happens, fans are starting to consider whether this is part of a broader problem within Cactus Jack. No artist should be signed to Cactus Jack. He and Sheck Wes were supposed to be superstars. You know how many bangers they put out before getting signed? Everything dries up after that. Shaking my head. Considering the label's track record, it's no surprise that everyone signed to Cactus Jack has perhaps second-guessed signing to them, but no one regretted it as instantaneously as Malu Trevejo. A young starlet at the time they signed, Malu was an unconventional signing to begin with, considering how she got started online. One day I started dancing on social media, and some famous people noticed me. Before I knew it, I had 100,000 followers, then a million. I was just being myself, and now we're almost 8 million strong on Instagram. From there, she got herself embroiled in clout chasing social media antics, including beef with Bad Baby over NBA Youngboy, among other things.
Oh, be my friend, be my friend. Hold on.
Bro, you are fucking face at me, bro. Get the fuck out, bro.
Girl, shut the fuck up. Hold on. Look. Look at this paragraph. Look at these paragraphs.
I was trying to be friends with you because I'm not you. Show them. I can show them too.
But somehow, through all of this, Travis's team deemed her a good fit for Cactus Jack, and they wound up inking a deal with the label in conjunction with Atlantic. "I'm so happy dreams come true. Got signed to At Cactus Jack and Atlantic Records," Malu wrote in a now-deleted Instagram post. "I'm so happy. Hashtag my team is the best." But even though Malu seemed over the moon about the signing, the connection was short-lived, unfortunately, and she ultimately lasted a month, with the singer releasing one single 2 weeks prior to being released. As the news broke initially, Malu claimed that there was no ill will at play and that it simply wasn't the right fit for anyone involved. Wouldn't be lying about getting signed to anybody, she said in response to those who questioned whether she was ever actually signed to the label. Things just changed and that's okay, because that means something bigger is waiting for me. But things later turned hostile, with Malu demanding to be released from the part of her contract that blocked her from signing to a new label right after the deal ended. And as she crashed out, almost no one thought it was a good look if you're looking for longevity in the game. Playing herself. This ain't how you move, sis. Now nobody gonna wanna deal with you. Clout is one hell of a drug. And sure enough, she is better known for having only today than any ties to the music world. By the looks of each artist's fate that's been discussed so far, it would be fair to argue that Cactus Jack is a very ineffective organization when it comes to making stars, but this isn't the case across the board, as there have been some exceptions. Take producer Wonder Girl for example. Instead of joining after the fact, the Canadian producer locked in with Travis before he became a superstar.
Yeah, Travis was at Hit-Boy's house. I didn't know who he was.
And
he
really?
Was, yeah, no, he was like, this was probably 2012? Yeah, 2012.
Oh, this is before Days Before
yeah,
Rodeo.
Yeah, so it was like right before.
Yeah.
Actually right before Owl Pharaoh.
Ooh, so he was like really like, unknown at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't really talk at all. And I connected with Hit-Boy's artist, Audio Push.
Okay.
Sent them beats. There was this one beat where I was like, I want to hear Travis, them, and Pusha T on it. Because the beat was, Uptown was really inspired by Blocko, Pusha T song. So I was like, I want to hear all these guys on this one beat. And then Audio Push sent it to Travis, and Travis was like, I want this beat for myself, and messaged me.
Yeah?
And that's really how that started.
What did he message you on, like Facebook? And
Twitter.
Twitter. Okay, I got you. How did that lead to you then doing things like God level and like the prayer 90210?
That's me just sending beats.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it was just like, I was kind of one of the producers that he was super locked in with.
And to this day, their creative partnership remains strong, with Wonder Girl producing 6 tracks on Utopia. Meanwhile, Travis and Chase B have only tightened their bond since coming up together in the early days.
Everybody around, you know, used to be just me and him, like flying around, just doing shows, like the two of us and shit. So it was a lot more stressful, a lot less comfortable, you know, but I always knew it was going to get to this point, so I wasn't just tripping. I always knew.
That's the best.
Yeah, it was like, you know, you got to go through. I'd rather do it. And, you know, like, rather than us just, like, race to have, like, a year's worth of success and then just be over it, you know? Like, you got
to go through. Which happens to a lot of the people.
Right, especially nowadays, you know, because shit, like shit just goes viral and shit so fast. It's like, you're not ready for it.
Then there's Don Toliver. Among the signees to the label, Don is a true outlier in that he's gone from strength to strength. A man 3 years than Travis, their connection began when LaFlame noted that he was the next to emerge from Houston.
And when you bring up Travis and the whole Cactus Jack thing, how does that relationship, how does that start?
The manager I was dealing with at the time, he was always very persistent. Like, shout out Cozy Kobe, because at that moment, he was very, 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 very persistent, and he really, really went for it. And at the end of the day, you know, Travis's team, they really, it was like, all right, let's check it out. So his close friend came and pulled up on me, checked out the show. Basically, I just locked in with him. He just got to know me more, gotcha. And he was able to bring it to Travis, and that was really it.
And clearly, he was right. With the creative synergy they came upon, only proving Travis's belief that he was something special to be correct.
You help with songwriting? Do you give ideas? Like, is that what the Cactus Jack environment is?
I mean, with me and Travis, bro, it's just like, he might do a song or something, be like, you know, jump on that thing. And it's just like that. It'd be simple stuff like that. I might do something he might like, and he might. It flows. I study, you know?
From 2020's debut album, Heaven or Hell, going platinum, to Life of a Don, peaking at number 2, Don has continued to flourish where others on the label have failed. And as for him and Trav, there is a general belief that they've never missed on tracks together. Recently, his 4th studio project, Heartstone Psycho, debuted at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 200 chart and moved nearly 80,000 copies in the first week. These are essentially megastar numbers in the modern era, and since then, he has suggested that he's got no plans to take his foot off the industry's neck. But it hasn't all been rosy, as these days, he's wound up in a beef with Opium after Ken Carson took aim at his relationship with Kali Uchis. You're the worst thing to happen, and you're BM ass. In response, Don clapped back, declaring dudes be on the lame sh- just get your money and go home, lol, before sunning Ken by saying, my BM got more money than you, you need to work harder. Naturally, this might make you think that it caused issues between Trav and his fiend collaborator Playboi Carti, but the two recently popped out at a show as if nothing's ever happened. Unfortunately, this ties into one of the major criticisms that people have of both Travis and Cactus Jack as a whole, in that when it comes down to it, people always feel that Travis is looking out for number one. Rather than going out of his way to try and push the likes of Sheck West or Sofego, he has forged ahead, using them as crew members to appear on stage alongside him rather than trying to actively boost their careers. Maybe that's all gonna change with Jackboys too. But where groups like TDE and OVO defend each other to the hilt and almost to a fault, it's notable that none of them have stepped up to defend him against the recent slander from Pusha T. He's done this a lot, Pusha maintained. He has no picks. He'll do this with anybody. He did it with Sicko Mode. He was on the Rolling Loud stage like, play that, play that. He don't have no picks, no loyalty to nobody. He'll jump around whatever he feels is hot or cling on to whatever he feels is hot. But you can play those games with those people. We're not in your mix. Keep your mix over there. With how Trav's signees have fallen to the wayside on the charts, and their unwillingness to ride for him, this maybe suggests that loyalty isn't high up on his priority list, and may go some way to explaining why he is happy to let his protégés wither on the vine. But with the label's next era upon us, Trav has a chance to change the narrative surrounding his label and take it from a vanity project that's yielded only sparing moments of success to a true superpower in the game in a way that he once envisioned when it was launched.